Let's talk a little bit about rectal cancer. The NSABP is looking at two questions, capecitabine versus continuous infusion 5-FU, oxaliplatin or not. What do we know about both of those questions, particularly in terms of using those therapies off protocol?
The NSABP R04 trial was initially designed as just comparing capecitabine versus continuous infusion 5-FU. And I think over time, this question became more and more secondary because we want to optimize the not only local control, but also the systemic effect of therapy to treat micrometastasis as early as possible. So looking at an oxaliplatin-based combination made sense, since we also know that oxaliplatin is a good radiosensitizer and has systemic efficacy at a dose of 50 milligrams per meter squared on a weekly basis. So as soon as we go to that dose, which we can do when we combine with the radiation, we see systemic effects. The standard of care right now off clinical trial would be just using continuous infusion 5-FU. There's a growing body of evidence suggesting that, first of all, capecitabine use at a dose of 825 milligrams per meter squared BID from Monday to Friday with weekend breaks throughout radiation can be safely given and has similar efficacies in phase 2 cross-trial comparisons. We have phase 2 data on the combination of oxaliplatin with continuous infusion 5-FU and capecitabine, which suggests that you can probably increase the rate of pathologic complete responses by about 10% by adding oxaliplatin to fluoropyrimidines, capecitabine, or continuous infusion 5-FU. So the effect of these higher path CR rates on overall survival and outcome in patients, I think, needs to be validated in a larger trial. This is exactly what's happening right now. Admittedly, I have used capecitabine oxaliplatin outside of a clinical trial. I can just recall one patient, a young woman who presented with limited liver metastasis and a large tumor where we thought this is a potentially curable situation. The patient did not want to have a stoma, a young woman, and so we tried to balance two things, good systemic efficacy of therapy and excellent local control. Additionally, the patient really rejected the idea of having a port and a pump because she was taking care of babies, she was taking care of a daycare. This is our challenge. So in this particular scenario, I use capecitabine in combination with oxaliplatin. It's radiosensitizer parallel to radiation, 5.5 weeks. And we observed the effect of this combination chemotherapy on the liver metastasis, and the liver metastasis responded, which for me was a nice sign that this radiosensitization protocol also had systemic efficacy and was able to shrink the metastasis. The patient underwent a kind of simultaneous resection for rectal cancer and liver metastasis. And right now, this is 6 months ago, is free of disease. But so it worked in this scenario, and I can only hope that this particular situation indicates that the combination of oxaliplatin plus fluoropyrimidine does have significant systemic efficacy.